So good to be talking about these different verses today. And there's a reason that there are different verses. I'll get to that in just a moment. But I think that you have heard a theme throughout those verses, to seek the Lord and you'll find him, right? To seek him. He can be found. He will be found for those who seek him. And how are we to seek him? With all our heart and soul. Right. And there's also a verse in Deuteronomy that says with your strength. Right. And so there is this kind of a feeling here that we're getting from God, that we are to put our all into those things. And I'm going to read some thoughts about that in just a second, but let me just review. Pat has done a great job of reading those verses for us. And it started out with the prophet Joel, who was a prophet who was coming to people and telling them, you need to repent. Right? You're in deep trouble. You're way off the mark and you've left God and you need to get yourself back to him. And so he begins in this verse saying, yet even now declares the Lord, yet even now where you deserve to be punished for what you're doing, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Right? So it's not like a show of doing something in front of God to show that they are going to be repenting. It is a heart-driven repentance, something that they feel in their hearts. And that's so important for all of us guys, from the youngest to the oldest, beginning in life, to understand these concepts. And this is why it is so amazing to have the Bible to teach us those things. Just think about it. I mean, I know you go to school and we all go to school and sometimes we hear, you know, from young people, I've gotten that, you know, I go to school and I'm going to school again. And the answer is yes, because this is a school of God. This is God's school. This is God's teaching us. And it is a preparation for us to actually go out into other schools, right? It is our preparation, because we are going into these situations and workplaces or wherever we go, with the understanding that God has given us life and we have a gift given to us to have a God who looks at the heart and desires to love us with all that he has. And he did that through Jesus. And so he wants us to have that same passion and love inside of ourselves. And it extends to every part of your lives, in every relationship that you have with your friends or your parents, your schoolmates or whoever it is. When you come into a situation and you have the love of God in your heart, you are really a vessel that is being used in a big way for him. You know, I mean, we really have had this incredible God that has given us this message of love and of living life with our hearts and our souls and pouring everything into it. So he says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. This is what you need to do. You need to take a step and show me, right, that you have this desire to seek me. Return to the Lord your God. He's gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. He relents. He gives up what he was going to do and he comes to you again with the love that he always intended. He relents over disaster. He was going to bring disaster, but he relents over it, right? We live in a time right now where people are really sick of the pandemic, but I really think that people need to be thinking more about why the pandemic is here, mm-hmm. Right? If we want an end to it, we can get the vaccine and we can do all these kind of things and steps like that, but what about the spiritual side to the problems that we're facing in the world? Right. And that's really what we need to be thinking about here. It's like, okay, he relents over disaster. Well, he relents over the pandemic. Couldn't he do that? I mean, that's what I think. So these words are coming to us in a very, you know, real time where there's disaster going on. We need to think about who he is, right? A God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Is that the way you think of God? It's all through scripture. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul." Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And then Job 23:3, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat, to his presence," is what it's talking about. And we were singing about that earlier, about the presence of God. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." And we're going to talk about that in just a second. Before we go to the second part of the sermon, I want to read you what I had told you about in the book of Deuteronomy. And this big book is a Jewish commentary. It's written by a Jew. He's not a Christian, but it's considered the greatest writing on Deuteronomy in existence. And when you read it, you have to start from the right and go this way, right? And so it's kind of interesting, right? Because that's the way the Hebrew is written. They don't read from left to right. They read from right to left. So anyway, they start the book this way. You can still read from left to right on the page, but you have to start on the right side of the book and go this way to find the end. Interesting, right?
Yep.
So this is the Jewish take on what, this is a person who is considered a tremendous scholar in the Bible, and especially in the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible. And he says this: Deuteronomy is the first book in the Torah to speak of loving God. We have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then we get to Deuteronomy, and here it begins. You need to love God. Okay, so this is a very important book, right? The previous books emphasize reverence. Deuteronomy speaks of both love and reverence as desirable attitudes that should motivate Israel to obey God's commandments. So there's reverence for God, fear the Lord your God, and love the Lord your God. So those are the two things that we hear again and again, and it's why. Why? Because the people who wrote the Old Testament and into the New Testament are referring to the Torah, the law of God, which states you are to fear God and love him. And that's why they teach that. Okay, so he has this to write about with all your heart and with all your soul. And he's referring to a different passage than we had today. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." And this is what his note says. In Hebrew, heart, lev or levav, usually refers to the interior of the body, conceived of as the seat of thought, intention, and feeling. That's the heart. It's the seat of thought, intention, and feeling. Soul, nefesh, refers to the seat of the emotions, passions, and desires. God's heart and soul refers to his wishes and purposes. And there's a verse in 1 Samuel around the time of Samuel coming into the picture, and God is talking to Eli at that time. He refers to that. God's heart and soul refers to the totality, no, I'm sorry, his wishes and purposes. To do something with all the heart and soul means to do it with the totality of one's thoughts, feelings, intentions, and desires. So a lot of times we think, I've got to put more heart into that. We've got to do everything. And so now we are learning these things, and I think it would be really good to break those down and to study them sometime, not today, but to remember it's the totality, right? When we do those things, loving God completely, it's all of our thoughts, feelings, intentions, and desires. Good place to come today to be able to learn how we're to live. The phrase is used to describe how Israel must love God, serve him, observe his commandments, and return to him. And in the exhortations, the emphasis is on the word all. Since Yahweh alone is Israel's God, Israel must love and serve him with undivided devotion. And that's what we come back to, that we are to love God with undivided devotion. All your heart, all your soul, all your strength, right? And so this is something that isn't meant to overwhelm us. It begins at a young age, and God continues to foster and nourish you with these things throughout your life. Nobody becomes a master overnight. Am I right?
Yeah.
right? It takes time to learn a skill. It takes time to learn a trade or something that we do in life. It takes time to learn how to be a kid. It takes time to learn how to be an adult. It takes time to be to learn how to be a teacher or in any kind of walk of life. You're learning as you go along. You don't just learn it all at one time. You become a master over time, right? With those things so that you know it completely like that. So you receive it and you thank God for it and you continue to learn through your life. And these are the things that we need to encourage in our lives as teachers here, right? To reinforce these things, not to feel like we have to get it all at once. We're continuing on, and we're going to be giving time for things to sit in and to be accepted and to be contemplated and to be thought over and to be lived, right? There's a lot of learning and living. When we try these out, a person is not going to be like, you know, a young person's not going to hear something in Sunday school and then just go, okay, I know how to do this now. They're going to go through life, and then they come to a place where some kid is bullying them, or maybe they're bullying a kid, and they're learning, you know, that is not a good situation to be in, and how do I deal with that, right? How do I stop bullying someone? Well, isn't the love of God a good place to do that? That God teaches us that way? I remember for some stupid reason, I really don't even know why. I was always very fond of people, and I think, you know, when I look at myself as a young kid, I was always friendly, I think, but there was one kid that I picked on. And I always remember that. And it came to the attention of my parents through his parents because they told my parents. And they said, you know, and I was sitting there thinking, yeah, I did that, but why did I do that? I don't know why. It was so strange, you know, but we do things. But at that time, the parents coming to my parents taught me that it was wrong to be doing what I was doing. This is the reinforcement of the human race helping one another to be able to know what is right and what is wrong. I'm not saying that you should continue doing things wrong if you know that they're wrong, because someone will tell you one day. If you know it's wrong, then you need to address it. But there are things in life that we learn through experience, and sometimes they're not very, very pleasant, but God teaches us through those. And if we're wise, then we will follow him and we will give ourselves completely over to him and say, Lord, you have that part of my heart that I was not giving to you when I was doing that to the kid. God is patient, gracious, and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. He wants you to become more like he is. He wants you to slowly take these things in, and he knows that we're sinful and that we need that kind of patience, and it abounds in them. And so take comfort in knowing that you have a graceful God who loves you and understands you, but he's telling you, come to me, seek the things that I have to give to you, because they are loving and kind and gracious, and they will build your life on those things. That's one part of the sermon today that I wanted to explain to you in looking at some of these verses. And I'm sure that God will speak to you also in the way that he wants to through these words as you're listening to them. And maybe something comes into your mind after you heard me share my experience with you. But I have a song here that I want to use as a means to help us to understand what it means to seek God and what it means to love God with our heart, our whole heart, and with our whole soul. Felix Mendelssohn was a composer who wrote wonderful music for orchestra, and he also wrote music for voice. He was an incredible musician, but one of the most interesting stories is that he found the works of Johann Sebastian Bach. Someone had wrapped things in them to store these things in some attic or some room, and he came upon them and found the music of Bach that people had used to wrap things up with so they could store it. You know, it's so weird, but he looked at it, he unraveled it, he said, this is really good music, what is this? And it turned out to be Johann Sebastian Bach. And so Felix Mendelssohn was responsible for a big revival in the music of Bach, because he found the music in some room used to wrap things with. Crazy story. But that wasn't his only claim to fame. He was a very talented composer. He was a Jew. He was also a Protestant, so he became a Christian at some point. I'm a little bit fuzzy on how that all happened. It's kind of confusing. But his family also was affected by Christ and the gospel. And he wrote music that was praised God. And one of the greatest works that he ever did was an oratorio called Elijah. And so it's the story of the prophet Elijah. And it's really crazy. I mean, they have a scene with Baal, and Elijah is praying to God and saying, come down, Lord, and show all of these people who the true God is and everything like that, you know. But anyway, in the middle of the oratorio, there is a beautiful solo for tenor, and it's called If With All Your Hearts You Truly Seek Me. So what I want to do today is, if you work with it, it's kind of like a working sermon kind of a thing, and Lee-Chan's going to help out here, is I want to introduce to you how a person like Felix Mendelssohn will have scripture before him and then express it in such a way so that we are moved to begin to understand what God means when we are to look for him, search for him, seek him, and find him, you know, when we do that with all of our hearts. So I'm gonna do a little bit different, something a little bit different today, and I hope it works, but I trust that you'll understand at least what Felix Mendelssohn was doing in this piece, and you'll get it. So maybe we could start it. Can we do that? Or maybe just give me a note that's not that one, maybe a little bit lower than. Yeah. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Thus saith our God. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Thus saith our God, thus saith our God. So he takes this beautiful melody, and this is much lower. I can't sing tenor. So he takes this melody, and it's God speaking, right? So it's this message that's undeniably from God. If you seek me, you will find me. If with all your heart you truly seek me. And so he introduces it in this kind of a way. Thus saith the Lord. Okay. Then he brings in the verse from Job that we heard today. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. And this mood change in this is really what we want to focus on here for this part. And I'll sing it a little bit here, and then Lee-Chan's going to help out and bring out one part that the piano is going to help us to understand it even more. So he goes, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Come before his presence. So it gets more and more anxious. And he's saying, oh, I want God. I want to find him. If I could just find him. And so this is this feeling. And this is one that we also have to have, you know. And this is what Mendelssohn is helping us to know. We need to have that sense of yearning, of longing, and saying, God, my life is not what it should be. I'm not who I want to be. I need you if I could only find you. Right? And so he brings that into that. And then the piano comes in, and maybe we could try that a little bit there. I want to do it one before the... Oh, that I knew. That one there. Can you give me the measure before? Yeah, original beat. Right, and so he draws it that he's going inside of the person who's singing inside the text, and the listener is also drawn into that. So it's a weeping and a longing and a feeling that we have sometimes in life, if we are honest. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I need him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, right? That is the thing that Mendelssohn is helping us to be able to understand here, this yearning for God, and to say there's more to life than just what I have. And I need that. I need it to find it in him. And then in the last part here again, I'll sing the last part to show you in a lower key. God's voice comes in again, right? And says, if with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith our God. Ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith our God. And that's the piece. That God comes in and he says, I hear that longing. I hear what you're doing. I hear that pain inside. Keep going. Keep coming. Pray to me. Search with me. Show me that you're serious and you will find me. Thus saith the Lord. And he doesn't lie. And his promises are sure, right? And so I hope that gives you a little bit of the when I heard this recently, and I was actually helping someone to sing it, it really struck me, and I started to feel like I got to share this with everybody at church, because that's exactly what God is saying to us in these times, you know. And then you reach this point, and if you're at a point when you're feeling weary and you're feeling like, this is going on so long, and there's so many things that are facing us, and I'm trying to keep it together, and all this stuff is happening with school, and I have pressures here, and I have these things going on. You go to God and you go, oh, can't you know, Lord, that I'm just so tired, and things are going on, and I really want to be strong, but I can't be anymore. I need you. Where are you, Lord? Show me. And he says, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right in front of you. Just trust me. Have that faith. Have that faith in me, and I will show you who I am. And everybody goes through times like that, right? So Felix Mendelssohn, this guy, you know, who wrote all kinds of music like that, was struck by these verses, and he's the one who took all of the assortment of verses and brought them together to create this beautiful aria. Why? To tell us and to show us that God can be found. And all we need to do, though, is it demands our all. And it can't be any other way. Why would we want it to be any other way, right? And it extends into our lives and relationships, so that when you have someone in your life that if you love them despite the fact that they're being very difficult. You love them despite the fact that you don't feel like you're understood. You love because God has given you the love that shows you how. He shows you the real love, the kind that we hear in the world that people are yearning for and they're trying to find in each other, but they can't. And so they try out all kinds of new ideas to see if they can, you know, capture the thing that everybody seems to be looking for. And God is saying, I'm right here. It's found in me. And I give it to you freely. All you need to do is have faith. And seek me with all your heart, and then, you know, you will find me. And so that's really what I wanted to say today. And I want you to also to know from a couple of verses here, just to end with, to reinforce these. From the book of Deuteronomy, and then also, I'll just read you the one from the book of Deuteronomy. In chapter 10, it says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments and the statutes of the Lord, which I'm commanding you today for your good. The Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples as you are this day, and circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. And so you love the sojourner. Therefore, for you are sojourners in the land of Egypt, you shall fear the Lord your God, serve him, hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and amazing things that your eyes have seen. And that is what God is. That is the way it's described about God here in Deuteronomy, this book that introduces our love for him. Amen. When we do that, when we devote ourselves fully to him in that kind of a way. And so I hope that these words today from the Bible will help you to know where you're going, right, in your life. No matter where you are, you can apply them. You will always be able to seek God because he needs to be found. You just need to search for him with your heart and with your soul. Right? Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are such a great God. We thank you that you pour out yourself through the creation, through your son, Jesus, through people, your people, through all means, Father, possible, to show us that you exist and that you are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, that you inspired Felix Mendelssohn to write into music the passion, the feelings that he had to convey your love for us and also to help people to relate, to know, yes, we have times when there is hardship. Yes, there are times when we're weary and we don't know where to turn, and God, each one of us has those times. You are there. And that is what he really wants to say, that yes, I am here and I am your God and I want you to find me. Lord, help us to understand that sin separates us from you, that the things we were singing about in the children's song today, really, Lord, We need to believe that you have come to wash away our sins, to forgive us of our sins. And so help us to gladly and rejoicingly say, yes, I believe. I believe in Jesus. He washed away my sins. He gave me new life. He taught me in times when I'm difficult to change and to recognize the error of my ways so that I can love people instead of bully them. I can love my parents. I can love my brothers and sisters. I can love people around me because of the perfect love that you've given to us. And so, Lord, in every aspect, in every part of our lives, whatever we do, let us do it fully for you. Everything, every person here, Lord, is beautiful in your sight. They are your precious children. You love them. And you've given them purpose in life. God, help them to see that. If there's anyone here, Lord, who is lacking in confidence or beginning to feel upset about anything, Lord, come into those situations, Lord. Touch them and love them. Deep into their souls, deep into the places, Lord, where there's darkness and feeling that they don't understand life, that they don't appreciate life enough, Lord. They're lost. But Lord, you come and you find them. You find them. Jesus went to find us. And so Lord, let us not live for other things, but to go and find you, Lord, to seek you, to give our lives fully to you. We praise you. Thank you for your words today. Refresh us. Through them, Lord, help us to be filled with joy for such a God as you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.